Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Samech. Hey, picking up at the top of the page, four lines down. Everything goes according to the Minhag HaMedina. We're talking about writing Gittin, Pashut, or Mekusher. Do you sign on the inside or the outside? Do you need two Edom or three Edom? Everything goes according to the Minhag of, you know, whatever the Minhag is. Vitana Kama Lesle Minhag HaMedina. What? He doesn't hold of such a thing, says the Rashbam B'Tamia. Im Rabbi Shem HaGamliel Ba. Lomar. Shadina. Pashat Mekusher, Amufrashin Latanakama, Imish Medina, Shinogu Lishanos, Dinam Beinyan Acher, Hakokamanig Medina, Valotanakama, Nami Modaba. He's not going to be masking to such a thing according to what the minig of the place is. Amravashi. Be Asr Danigi Pashat Va'amr Le'avidli Pashat. If there's a place where it says that it is the minig to do get Pashat open and not, you know, the whole tying it over, and they do it pashut. Varmali, sorry, ba'asad nigi pashut, varmali avidli pashut, va'as avidli mekusher, does mekusher, kpeida, everyone agrees it's not going to be good. All right, says Rashbam, ve'im get isha pasal garishba, it's no good. Nehige mekusher, varmali avidli mekusher, if it's a minute to do mekusher, it says do mekusher, va'azel avidli pashut, and they went ahead and they did pashut for him. Then kpeida, it's also not going to be good. So keep looking. What's the argument? Where do they argue? Ba'asa denehigi bepashat umakusher. I'm sorry. Ba'asa denehigi bepashat umakusher. A place where they have the minhag to do both. Either one they do. V'amale avadli pashat. They say, do for me pashat. V'asa avadli makusher. He does makusher. Mar savar kpeida. That's Tanakama says, no good. I said to do pashat, you did makusher. Mar savar le. Mar savar. Mar makamulo. Nah, he's just showing him a particular way that it could be done. Like, the easiest way is to do it pashut. And he said, do it pashut. And he decided to do it harder. Okay, fine. That's your choice. You want to do it. Therefore, it's going to be good. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Kulu Svirlu. All of them are of that opinion that Mar Makam Ulo, that it's just like a Mar Makam that he's showing over there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hold on, that we just said. Rabbi Shimon, Ditana, blah, 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 blah. And Rabbi Shimon, we know that we learned in a Mishnah in Kiddushin. If somebody goes and they send a Shliach to go get married, and they go and they say to them, they go and do kiddushin, and, you know, do it with a dinar of silver. And then he goes and he does it with a dinar of gold, right? Or he goes and he says, or you have a case that the woman tells the shliach that the man offered her a dinar of gold, and when the shliach comes, he gave a dinar of silver. Both of these cases, Tanakam is going to say the woman is not married because she is agreeing to whatever she said. Rabbi Shimon would argue on that, at least on one of the cases. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, "Im hita l'shevach, if the man got married to her in a way, there was a trick, but in a way that is better for her, right? He says silver and gives gold, then harizu mekadesh, it's married. If he said gold and did silver, then it's not going to be married. But silver and gold, then it will be married. And Rabbi Lazar Tanan, right? So we see that he also says mar makom. That was just, you know, the basic general principle I'm trying to say to get across, but it doesn't have to be exactly this. It could be something better. That's fine. Rabbi Lazar de Tanan, what do we see? He says that it's a mission. Getin. Aisha Shama is Kabali Giti. My complaining woman says to her, Shliach, go and accept the get for me in this particular location. Viki, blah, love my come back. And she goes and accepts it in another place. Puzzle, it's no good. It says Tanakama. It says, there's a problem. She ain't a rota. These bias makamacha. She only wants to do it in that particular place. She doesn't mind. She's not going to be embarrassed. But another place, she's going to be embarrassed. And below her machshir, he says that it's good. Says Rashbam, the suffer mayor makam hulo l'troch v'lelechas b'shvila ad osa makam. This is mayor makam. Yeah, go marry, go do it until, let's say, they live in New York, until Chicago. The guy says go all the way to LA to do it. Okay, that's above and beyond shkoyach, but I didn't ask you to do that, but it's still going to be good. It says Rashbam finishes v'im yachbas alechas yelsei tovel bracha and shkoyach that you decided to go further than I had said to do. Mar Savar Kpeida, one says the Makbid, no, Dafka in that particular place. So Mar Savar, Mar Makamulo, and that's that finishes it off. About all those opinions that agree as well with the Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, it's just a Mar Makam. The next part of the Mishnah, Pashat Shekosav Bo Eid Echad, that we know that it says that a Pashat, to get Pashat, you need to have two Eidim, and to get Mekush, you have to have three. So a Pashat is one, it's going to be no good, and a Mekush says two is going to be no good. It says, Bishlama Mekusha, Shekosav Bo Shnei Eidim, Pasul. Itzrich. You needed to tell us that a makusha that has two is going to be possible because the normal cases, two is going to be good. Right? Because sakatat the chamina, whole ma'al makusha, generally two edim is going to be good. Then hachanami kusha, even though maybe ideally you should have three, but if you had two, you're going to be good. Kamash Malan de Pasol. The first time that's actually Pasol unless you have three. Ela Pasha Chakotsubo Eid Echad Pshita. If you have a Pasha that's written with only, if you have only one Eid over there, obviously it's going to be no good. Why do you even have to go and tell me that? Omer Abai. Abai says, Lo Nitzacha. When you need to afford that, Filo Eid Echad B'Ksav Eid Echad B'Peh. If you have one Eid that's written in the Shtar and one that's on Baal Peh, that's where you need to go and write to explain to me this idea that it's going to be a problem. Now, what does that mean it's going to be a problem? It doesn't mean that it's going to be no good. It just means it's not considered that it's written down that you can be gova min alakuchos. Says the Rashbam, Amar Abaye, lo nitzcha l'misne eid echa b'posh l'posol, el heicha d'kamasai le eid echa b'alpeh. When you have another eid that's saying b'alpeh, one writes and one speaks it out. You can't go and take it from a third party. That if I go and I lend you money, and then I come to get that money, you know, in the meantime, I lend you on January 1st, and then it's supposed to be me in June. And then in March, you decide to sell a piece of land to someone else. And comes June, I want my money, you don't have it, I can't, and you had sold it to somebody else, some property, I can now go and get it from that third party. But when in this case, when it's only if it's something's written b'shtar, but if it's alpeh, then not, and this is not considered like it's written b'shtar. The shnei edem aksuvim b'shtar hu dubafki lekala, that's when you have a voice and it's known about it. And that's why the third party, when he buys it, you know what you're getting yourself into. Ve'inu elikam aval peh, v'tarfam b'nechari kidin hamalve es chavero be'edim b'lo shtar. And then all I can do is I can take it from the property that you have over there. I can't take it from someone else. It's like this lending without a shtar. V'gama lova yachaloma parati, and also in such a case, the one who borrowed can say, yeah, I paid you back. V'lo yachalom malve lito nalove, and you can't go and tie it to him and say, so lech likro shtar shi biyadi. You didn't rip the shtar of him. He came and shalom naase ketikun chachamim lo choshva lova lo niska lo shalo lo malva. So therefore, you can't even, if the guy wants to mess you over, he can. So that is where we have why we had to write it. Ameimar argues. He says, "Achshav eid echad b'ksav eid echad al peh." He's machshir to say that that's considered like it's written down. That you actually be government kucho. Says the Rashbam. Ameimar achshav eid echad b'ksav. V'ksav yado mekuyim mimakom acher. V'yav v'ksav redem mezukum in another place. Be'edim be'ed echad nami b'al peh masid al osam alve. He machshir. He's testifying of this. Vinir be'enai. I feel a little bit kuchos. Even to go and take from the kuchos, ki'ilu nechtemu shnei edim, it's like it's signed with two edim. De'ed echad b'shtar, ve'ed echad b'alpeh, mafkile l'kala. He said, that does have a kol. V'nir ma'dvarim kein, de'stam machshe l'gamri mashma. So he agrees that he says, he argues on the opinion of Abaye, and he says that even if it's one and one, it's still going to be good like that. So amar le rav asher l'memer, v'ha da'abaye mai. Now what about what Abaye says? That he says, l'fil echad b'ksav, that it's not going to be able to do such a thing. It's not going to work. So Amalei says back to him, lo shmirli, klomar lo sfirli. Oh, I didn't hear what he said. Meaning, I'm not maskim. I don't agree with his approach with the shita. Oh, yeah, la. According to Ameimar, so then why would the Mishnah even have to tell me that if it doesn't have two, that's going to be no good if there's no difference between if it's alpeh or one signed one alpeh and two of them signed inside of it. Obviously, if you don't have it, it's going to be no good. Ella Kashia, beep, turn the page. Kuf Samachay Omid Base. Kashna Masnisen, right? To get Pashit with one aid is going to be no good. Right? If you're not telling me this whole din, this new shtickle, then what are you trying to teach me? It says, Gemara, Hakamash Maland, the Shnayim b'mekusher, ke'ed echad b'pashit. That when you have two on a get mekusher, it's like one with pashit. Maha samsul d'raisa, just like one without a, if you have a pashit with only one aid, is going to be pasul mid'raisa. It's no good. Afachanami psul d'raisa. So to hear with a mekusher, if you only have to aid him, it's going to be pasul d'oraisa. Says the Rashbam, top left corner. The reason why he says that if you have by pashut one echad, eight echad, it's going to be pasul, shigilman mikushirin, that the mikushir should learn from it. L'hachi tanya, la'ed echad, l'meimra ma'ed echad, pasul d'oraisa, so echad is going to be pasul d'oraisa. Kedek sev, like the pasuk says, lo yakum eid echad b'ish, af shnaim, shemukushir to olav chach, Chacham Psula Daraisa. Vim get Edom Gresheus. If it's get Kusher and there's only two of them, then there's no divorce over here. It's not divorce. Vim Shtar Malvahu and Otar from Mishabdin. If it's a Malvah, you can't go and take it from Mishubadim, right, from the Kuchos. Aval Im Yesham Eid Echad Balpev Im Eid Echad Chosum Bishtar Ozia Shtar Kosha Lagami Dem Tsarfin. So then it's going to work. So that is why, that's what it's coming to teach me over here. Says the Gemara Teda. You should also understand, you should know that what I'm saying over here, that if one written and one is Alpeh, that it's going to work, that it actually works. You know that I'm right. The Shalcha Mitam Chavari L'Rabbi Yirmiya, because the Greek sages sent down the following idea. Eirecha B'Ksav, Eirecha B'Alpeh, Ma'u She'it Starfu. What's the reference whether it's Starf or not? Alibi the Tanakam Rabbi Yoshua Ben Karcholoti Ba'ilach. What is this whole thing talking about? What do you mean that they said to Shalcha Mitam Chaver Rabbi Yirmiya, that the Chachamim would send there to go ask from Rav Yirmiya? So we saw the Gemara way earlier, Dav Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that Rav Yirmiya was chucked from the Beis Medrash when he asked a question that everyone thought, like, what are you asking? What a silly question. Now, even though he wasn't there, Chachamim still would ask him questions. They would send him questions. Right? He went to Bavel after this. He was checked by Yitzhak, he went to Bavel. And Bekitzer, they went ahead and they sent him a question. They said, Eid Echad, if you have one Eid that is written and one that is Baalpeh, Ma'u Sheit Starfu, what's it then? Can you go and be Mitzarf, these two Eidim? Right? Do we look at it like both of them are actually signed in the document itself? Right? It says, Respond, Ma'u Sheit Starfu, the name of Commander Chasim Tavar Bishtar Adami. And this is, you know, this was our question. And they came along with the following. Here's what this, they have to, you know, qualify what exactly was their question. This is based off a Gemara which is found in Sanhedrin, as the Gemara, as the Rashbam says, Puktayu b'Sanhedrin Perek Zeh Borer Daf Lamed, and that is, let's say you have a case where, pardon me, you got an aide that comes and they saw Reuven lend Shimon a money on Sunday. Another aide says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon Amana on Monday. So over there, the Machlokas says, Tanakama says, listen, Shkayach, but you don't have Eidos to each thing. So therefore, it's out the window, nothing. Shimon's not chayv anything. But Rishon Mekarcha says that since both Eidim are saying that Shimon owes Reuven Amana, they're able to go put those things together and say Shimon now owes the money. Right. And as we're going to see, it doesn't matter if this was Alpeh or it was Bechsav. Alibi the Tanakama, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha loti bailach. According to the Tanakhama of Rishon Baruch Hu, it's not a question. These things are not going to be mitzarf one to the next, right? So clearly then one in writing and one in alpeh is not going to do anything. What's your question? Who are you asking according? The question about according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that two written edim or two alpehs can come together, then our question is, so it says the Rashbam, Yeshua, Shtaim, Shabbat, Shtaim, Balpem, it's Tifer, if you imbe Zeh, Zeh, one day after the next, Ro, do something that they saw their Eidos, Aval Im Eid Echad, Bixav, that we're going to see. So, Alibit, Rabbi Yeshua, Bim Karcha, Shtaim, Bixav, Shtaim, Balpem, the Mitztarfi, Aval Eid Echad, Bixav, Echad, Alpem, Lo Mitztarfim, Odim Aloshta, what do we say, but it's one and one, one Alpem, one Bishtar, or maybe we say, no, doesn't make a difference either way, and there will be Mitztarf. Shalach Yirmiya sent back to him, Ani eini kedai sheshlachtem li. I'm not worthy for you to send me this question. Elakachtas tamidchem note. But once you're asking, then I'll tell you, as your Talmud, I'll say, I'm thinking sheet starfu. That really, it does come together. So what do you see? So I'm saying, you see, Rav Yirmiya is masking to me that these things, what I'll pay, one. Bishtar, it is mitzdarif, so don't mess with me. So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi says back to him, says, nah, hold it, dar. Anan hachim asisinla. We were taught the story differently. The Shalcha Lei Chavari Lo Rabbi Yirmiya, Shnaim Sheidu, of two go and testify, Echad Bebezdin, Ve'echad Bebezdin, Zeh. You have one in one Bezdin, one in another Bezdin. Ma'u She'avo Bezdin, Esel Bezdin. What's the din if one Bezdin could come to the other, V'yitzdarfu, and then you can put these two Eidos together. Now, according to this, Alibi the town of Kamadu Rabbi Nasa and the Loti Bailach. This, my friends, go back to that Gemara in Sanhedrin. As the Rashbam comes and explains, Lamaila Perushte Ubisharosh Neam Keechad. Efes Loheidu. And that is, there was a case happened in Sanhedrin that if you have, let's say, two people coming to testify that they saw the same thing, but at two different times, one comes on Sunday, one comes on Monday, and the question is, right, so the Tanakhama would say, we don't accept such a thing, because according to him, it's only if they come together. Rav Nasan says that if one testifies of one the other day, then it's going to be good, we are mitzdarif. I'll leave it to the Tanakhama, Rav Nasan, Loti Baruch, is not a question. That even if it would be one Beis Din, they're not mitzdarif, right? So the question is asked over here is, let's say they go to one Beis Din, another goes to another Beis Din, can they mitzdarif? He's saying even went to one Beis Din, one on Sunday, one on Monday, it wouldn't work. So clearly it's not going to be good. Ela kitaboyelach, what's your question? Says that you can combine ze'achazeh. What would happen if it's in two different Beis Dins? It's only in one Beis Din it's going to be mitzdarif, but that wouldn't be mitzdarif. Difference. Vishalach, maybe there's no difference whether it's one based or two based ins. Vishalach lay, and he sent back, Ani Andy Kedai Shetam Shachnam Lee, and the Kachdas Tamilcham Note. Shade Safu. I'm not chashuv enough to know this, I'm not roid for this, but you know, you asked me, so I'm going to tell you that it's mitzdarif. So therefore, you don't have a support to Amemar now to tell me from Rav Yirmiya because you're trying to bring. You're trying to bring us the raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the way that you understood and the way that you heard it, that it is when one is written and one is alpeh, but this story is not about written and alpeh, it's about Zeh Chazer in two different places. Okay. Mar Bar Chia Mar, he says, third is verse number three of the question of Yirmiyah. Hachi Shalchulei. No, this is what they actually sent him. Shnaim Sheidu Bebezin Zeh. Let's say I have two that testify in one court. V'chaz V'idu Bebezin Zeh. And then they come and they say the same thing in another Beis Din. So they go to Beis Din number one and they testify in front of three Dayanim. Then they go to Beis Din number two and they testify in front of three Dayanim. Then they go to Beis Din, a third Beis Din, and they do the same thing. And then two members of each of those Beis Dins go overseas. So you're left with one Dayan in each one of them. Now the question is, Maushe Evo Echad Mikol Beis Din Yisarfu. Can the three, one from each of them, come together to now go out and paskin based off the Edus that they heard because they're in the same places? I leave Rabbi Nassan to Rabbi Elchanan. Not a question to Rabbi Nassan, who says that Edom don't have to come together. Hashta Edom mitzdarfim. If even Edom are mitzdarfim, that's a bigger chiddush than Dayanim Yiboyid. You have to tell me that Dayanim are mitzdarfim. Of course they are. Elchanan to Rabbi Elchanan. What's your question? Leave the Tanakama to Rabbi Nassan. According to the Tanakama of Rabbi Nassan, who says that Edom, who go into different, you know, in separate places, will not work. But here they're coming together. Edom would do mitzdarfim. It's only mitzdarfim. We don't go and attach together Edos. From Edom, Aval Dayanim, Chosh of a people, Mitzarfinon. Let's try it again. Edom, Hudalum, Mitzarfinon, Aval Dayanim, Mitzarfinon. Odom Eloshav, there's no difference. And therefore, that they wouldn't be Mitzarfin them either. Shalchlu, they sent them. He says, Ani, Eni Kedai Shetam Shalchlam Li. Elikach Das, Talmidcham Nota, Shetzarf, the Mitzarf. And number four, verse number four of what happened, Ravina Marhachi. But we see right now, at least we don't have a Raya per se, what Ravashi was saying, according to, you know, trying to back up a Mabar and say, Rav Yirmiyah backs me up, that the Mitzarf, we don't have a Raya from it. Number four, Halchi Shalchulei, this is a question they ask. Shlosha Shosh, Velikai Mitzashtar. You have three people that come and they're going to certify a shtar. Right? You certify a shtar. You have the Edom come to back up their signatures in front of a Beis Din. And when this is done, then the Beis Din puts on it a henpik, which is a certification at the bottom of the shtar, and they sign this henpik over here. So Shoshu Joshua Lekhaim is a shtar, and one of them dies. Like he was there when the Edom came to bring their Edus, but he died before they were able to go ahead and to put the henpik. So it was technically certified, but not yet stamped. Srichi lemichtav b'mosav t'losa havenu v'chad leisohi olo. Do they have to write, those judges that survived, the two that are there, do they have to write, we were sitting here as three, and one isn't here anymore, olo. Or maybe not, right? Because they have only two of them that are signing.
So you have to be clear that the third one was there at the time, because people are going to think, oh, look at that. You could do it with only two judges. So we're asking over here is whether they have to go into right. No, he's not alive anymore. So that it doesn't look like it's, a, you know, it's contradicting itself. Olo. Shalach alo. So they sent back. And said, listen, the das of your Talmud is coming to be myself. His nota is leaning towards the saying, shetzrichen lemichtav. So you have to write this idea that they have to write. We were here as three, and one of them is no longer with us. And that was his ticket back to the base medrash. Says the Rashbam, Sheheshiv Lemek Kogan responded properly to them. They threw him out because he asked in a way which wasn't proper to ask. Regular achas chutz l'tchum. If you have one regular, it's out of the tchum. Regular achas b'tocha tchum. One's in the tchum. But al daf ku mebinshusha a perkel yachbor. That's why they threw him out in the perkel yachbor. Hashtahu de ailu. And now they went ahead and they brought him back into the base medrash. Beautiful reunion. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.